Afghanistan and the U.S. bookend today's Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First, learn how to help gospel workers responding to Afghanistan's earthquake. Then later, a new leader takes the helm at the Alliance for the Unreached. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Afghanistan, where a magnitude 6.0 quake devastated parts of the country in the east. By Tuesday, the death toll had passed 1,400, with thousands more injured and more than 5,400 homes destroyed. Then on Tuesday night, another 5.2 magnitude quake struck the same region. Road damage and landslides have hindered rescue efforts. Nehemiah with FMI shares a report from a local partner.
Nearly half of the villages remain trapped under the rubble, and survivors are desperately trying to dig them out with their bare hands.
Houses made of wood and mud bricks were nothing against the first quake. It struck when most people were asleep and vulnerable to structural collapse. FMI church partners are serving in isolated villages.
They are distributing food, organizing emergency shelters, and offering prayers, even risking their own lives and own safety.
What's more, the Taliban government has appealed for international aid. FMI partners ask for your prayers.
Pray for safe delivery of aid into accessible areas. Pray for wisdom, protection, and spiritual strength for our church planters on the ground. And pray that in the darkest moments, the light of Christ would shine and bring hope to those who have lost so much.
Meanwhile, Anelia's world fell apart when her dad was drafted to the front lines in Ukraine. Then her mom found another man and abandoned 14-year-old Anelia with her grandmother. When she heard about a church summer camp, she was eager to go. One night during worship, Anelia broke down in tears and prayed to receive Christ. As summer camp season ends, Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says these are the stories they hear from the Ukrainian churches they support.
These stories are of kids that did not know of the love of God. They did not know they could go to heaven. They did not know of the grace of God. They were angry, confused, and now they walk away with hope.
This season of church summer camps marked another year through war, yet Ukrainian churches are still proclaiming Christ.
Here's the funny thing. We might think, whoo, we're done with summer camp, we can relax. They're already thinking of Christmas outreach. They never stop planning and prepping and ministering to the people in their communities.
Pray for young people across Ukraine who need the peace of Jesus. Ask God to strengthen local churches as they continue discipleship. And finally, do you make lists? God does. We see them all throughout the Bible. And Revelation tells us about God's biggest and best list of all, a record of his redeemed people. Director of the Alliance for the Unreached, David Boghossian, says 2,000 years after the Great Commission, there are people who aren't on the list still waiting to hear the news.
Here we have still places where the gospel has never gone. Places like Somalia, places like northern India, places like southern China.
Boghossian says we are more resourced than ever to finish the task. And one thing that's helping the cause? Lists.
We never had, 20, 30 years ago, the lists of places and people groups that I've never heard like we have now today. And missionaries are fanning up and the gospel is moving.
Still, one in three people around the world has yet to hear the gospel.
So one of the things that we're encouraging people to do is to take a piece of the action and say, we're going to focus on this area of the world or on this people group. We're going to adopt them and we're going to stick with it until there is a church, until the gospel has gone and is well established among that people group.
From wars to diseases and political conflict, barriers to the unreached abound. But God is a multi-directional people mover.
If you're in a major city, God has brought people from the ends of the earth to us. And we may not be aware of it, but we need to go look for it. Missions requires intentionality.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.